This is The Naked Scientist with Chris and Helen, and we're talking the science of fertility and reproduction. And now it's time for Kitchen Science. This week, Ben Valslow and Dave Ansell are going to work on an egg.
For Kitchen Science this week, we're going to look at one of the wonders of reproduction, and that is the egg. And to be precise, we're going to look at something that almost all of you will have in your home right now, and that's a chicken egg. Dave, what are we doing with our eggs today?
Well, I thought it'd be interesting to have a look at an egg without its shell. The plan is to basically take an egg and put it in vinegar.
So we're kind of pickling the egg?
Not really pickling it. The eggshell is made out of a substance called calcium carbonate. This is the same stuff that limestone is made out of. And if you put that in an acid, it will dissolve.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see what an egg looks like without its shell. So we take our egg, a nice free-range egg. We're going to put this into a cup or a jar. And now we're going to pour on white vinegar. How long are we going to have to wait, Dave? It doesn't look all that exciting.
It's about 24 hours. Although if you have a look at it at the moment, carefully.
It is fizzing away, actually, isn't it?
Yes, what's going on here is that the calcium carbonate in the eggshell is reacting with the acid. Inside an acid, you've got some hydrogen ions, H pluses. They're floating around. They're actually stuck to water molecules, they're H3O pluses. These H pluses then react with the carbonate, CO3 minus, to form H2CO3, which can then decompose to form water, H2O, and carbon dioxide, CO2. Carbon dioxide then bubbles away in producing fizz, just like in a fizzy drink.
Okay, now you said this is going to take 24 hours. It's already fizzing away nicely, but what are we actually going to see when it's all done?
Because I knew you'd be impatient, Ben. I thought I'd make one earlier. So over here in a jam jar, which I've just cycled from home with, I have an egg which has been sitting there since yesterday morning.
So let's see. So in this jar, it's a very translucent-looking egg. You can clearly see the orange of the yolk in the middle of it. But what's all this pink stuff floating about in there, Dave? It looks like it's got really dirty.
Well, it was quite a brown egg to start with, and actually it's the very outer layer of the eggshell which is coloured. It went through a stage where it had a white shell, and that falls off, and I think it's probably some kind of protein with some reddy colour in it which colours the egg, and that's just sort of floating around in little lumps.
And what can we actually see on the surface of the egg now? Obviously that's not shell anymore, that must be some kind of membrane.
Yeah, the shell isn't really waterproof and it isn't gasproof. So there's a membrane under the shell which controls the movement of gases in and out and keeps all the liquids inside the egg.
So the shell is just there for strength, and that membrane really is to control its relationship with the outside world.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we can take it out and have a look.
It looks very wobbly and jelly-like.
Yep, that's because it's a raw egg.
But actually, you can handle it.
I mean, if I threw it on the floor, it would probably break, but it's reasonably strong, yes. Do you want to feel it?
Oh, wow. It's a lot stronger than you'd expect for an egg with no shell. It's quite rubbery. It feels like a bouncy ball, but it feels very full and very firm.
Part of the reason why it's feeling so firm is because it's been sitting in water for a long time, or in vinegar, which has got lots of water in it. And osmosis means that the water will probably be transferred into the egg rather than out of it, so it tends to swell up.
What are you going to do now? It's quite hard to see what's actually in there.
Well, I thought it'd be quite a nice chance to actually try dissecting an egg and looking at what's inside there without the eggshell having mashed it all up when you break it.
Are we expecting to see anything that we wouldn't normally see?
I don't really know. I just thought I wanted to have a look.
Well, I suppose it's not every day that you get to dissect a raw egg. So Dave's grabbed a razor blade. Now we're going to very carefully cut this open. So, Dave has now squirted egg all over himself. But he's very carefully picking out the membrane. Now, that looks exactly the same as an egg that's been cracked into a frying pan, Dave, except for that membrane. What's so interesting about that?
Well, it's something which you can see on a normal egg, but you very rarely see it as a whole thing. And just generally looking at an egg carefully isn't something you do every day. You just eat the things. You can see the membrane here. It's actually quite a strong membrane.
Okay, and working our way in from the membrane, we essentially now have a plate full of some very liquid, what would be egg white if we were to cook it, and then some thicker, sort of yellower, more jelly-like egg white. Is that what we expect, or is that a result of pickling it?
There's the thin albumen and the thick albumen. The thin albumen's on the outside and is quite liquid, and the thicker one is much more jelly-like and acts as protection to the growing chick. It acts a bit like a shock absorber. And if you look inside the thick albumen on either end of the yolk, if you get the yolk the right way round, you can see a little structure on the ends.
Yes, there's a sort of stringy, milky white colour.
That's called the chalaza, and it's actually is used to hold the yolk in one place so it doesn't float around inside the egg and end up bashing into things or end up too near to the side and not get the protection of the albumen. It basically just holds the yolk in the middle of the albumen.
And otherwise, the yolk is just the usual orange blob that we normally see with a little bit of variation. There's a white patch on the top there. What's that?
I think this is called the germinal disc. This is where the ovum starts off. And if it gets fertilised, that's where the chick starts to grow, eating all the fuel which is stored in the yolk. The yolk's got lots of lovely fat and protein in it, which we like eating. It's actually designed there to feed a chick as it grows. And eventually the chick ends up using some of the water in the albumen and fills up the whole egg and then breaks out and escapes.
Now, who would have thought that it would be so interesting to have a good look at something that we eat very often for our breakfast? That's all for Kitchen Science this week, and we'll be back very soon.
So next time you have an egg for your breakfast, and I hope it's an organic free-range egg, have a closer look and see what you can find. We'll put pictures up and video on the website at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.
Laying the facts bare.
I say.
The Naked Scientists.